This week's cultural highlights in our region include a multimedia guitar concert, a new play festival, chamber music, comedy, and a whole lot more. If Kaki King just played guitar, it would suffice. She's a guitar goddess who connects the dots between Michael Hedges and Joni Mitchell, Richard Thompson and Anita Franco. She dazzles with her virtuosity at the same time that she wrings meaning and emotion from the six-string fretboard. But over the past few years, Kaki King hasn't just settled for performing as a guitarist. In her ever-evolving attempt to define what her funky, gorgeous guitar sounds would look like as visuals, she's been collaborating with a series of digital artists. Her latest project, Data Not Found, teams Kaki King with information designer Georgia Loopy and videographer Max Bernstein. They've been cooking up an audiovisual feast in residence at Mass Mocha in North Adams the past couple of weeks, and they'll be offering a work in progress showing at Mass Mocha on Saturday night at 8 p.m. Papa Haydn, also known as Franz Joseph Haydn, was more than just one of the greatest composers of the classical period. Sure, he invented the piano trio. Sure, they call him Father of the Symphony and Father of the String Quartet for his pioneering work in those forms. Sure, he wrote such chart-topping hits as Gypsy Rondo, The Farewell Symphony, and The Limping Devil. But perhaps more than all that, Haydn was a laugh riot. A veritable jokester, prankster, and comedian, sort of the Peter Schickele of his day. He filled his compositions with ambiguous beginnings and fake-out endings, mismatched dialogues between instruments, misunderstandings, musical pratfalls, and pretend memory lapses and digressions. It's why he is perhaps best known today for works like his Surprise Symphony and his Joke Quartet. Well, we all need a good laugh now and then, even in the concert hall, which is why the Close Encounters with Music series is presenting a program called Humor in the Works of Papa Haydn at St. James Place in Great Barrington, Mass. On Saturday at 6 p.m. As part of the internationally recognized V-Day campaign for 2019 and the Upstreet 10x10 Festival in downtown Pittsfield, Mass., the Whitney Center for the Arts presents a reading of Eve Ensler's The Vagina Monologues tonight at 7 p.m. and Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. Barrington Stage Company's 10x10 New Play Festival continues its run in downtown Pittsfield with 10 new 10-minute plays covering a variety of styles and subjects. And the great thing is, if you don't like one, just wait 10 minutes and it's over. Concerts in the Village in Kinderhook, New York, presents a program featuring vocal and orchestral music from France, 1840 to 1940, on Sunday at 3 p.m., featuring five remarkable singers from the Bard Graduate Vocal Arts Program and concert in the Village's own Broad Street Orchestra. Works on tap include Berlioz's Les Nuits d'été, Duparc's Lenore, Debussy's Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun, Ravel's Don Quixote to Dulcinea, and Millau's Quatre Chansons de Ronsard. Hudson's own Bindlestiff Family Circus continues its wintertime tradition of hosting a monthly cabaret at Club Helsinki Hudson featuring a variety of circus, theater, comedy, and musical entertainers taking place this month on Saturday at 9 p.m. This very for-adults-only show brings a panoply of entertainments including trapeze, contortion, acrobatic balance, sword-swallowing, juggling, physical comedy, live music, and oddball novelty turns. Gotta love those oddball novelty turns. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.